The United Nations has called for more than $350 million in aid to help provide vital relief to victims of widespread flooding in Pakistan. More than 5 million people have been affected after heavy monsoon rains produced devastating floods. This is the second year that severe flooding has hit Pakistan. Last year's floods resulted in over 2,000 deaths and left hundreds of thousands of people homeless. Christopher Wells spoke with Erica Dial, the National Coordinator for Disaster Management at Caritas Pakistan, about the assistance Caritas is providing to flood victims.
Caritas, it was in 2010 that the worst ever flood hit Pakistan, and it covered almost all over Pakistan. And then after the relief phase, we started the rehabilitation phase, and all the seven dioceses were involved in rehabilitation phase. But now in August, we had downpour, heavy rain, which have affected the rehabilitation phase. And also it has been flooding because of these rains in the southern part, mostly in the southern part of Pakistan, which is the Sindh province, and also some areas of the central Pakistan, that is the Punjab province. The two provinces as yet have been affected, badly affected, that is the Punjab province and the Sindh province. We have three dioceses there, but two of them, that is the Hyderabad diocese, which covers the areas of Badin, Thatha, Mirpur Khas, Chanduwalayar, the central Sindh, that has been affected, and the other one is the diocese of Multan. In Multan diocese, Rajanpur and Vihari have been affected, where we have already started the relief work once again. And up till now, we have provided around 1,000 shelter, that is tents and plastic sheets. We have also provided 1,500 food packages, and up till now, 21 health camps have been set up, that is the mobile health camps and also the static health camps, in which around 5,000 patients have been treated. The areas where we are concentrating in Badin district, it is Pangrio, and the other one is Golachi. Then the next one is Chanduwalayar, and the other one is Kunhar. The next one is Mirpur Khas, and it is, then we have Sangar, and in Punjab we have Rajanpur and Vihari and Khanewal. These are the areas where we are. We have already started working. This is the very initial phase where we have started the relief work.
And what more, what's the next step in relief work for Caritas and for the church?
Yes, we have already launched an appeal with Caritas Internationalis for 12,500 families, what we are targeting at presently. It's 12,500 families. We'll be going in for shelter. We'll be providing food items and health and water. These are the four components that we are looking at working. And this, once again, I would emphasize that these 12,500 families are those that have been, that have already been affected. And if, God forbid, there are more rains and more floods, as predicted by the Met Department, then the beneficiaries or the target areas and the target families might also increase.
And what more can the international community do to assist the people there?
Well, we are looking at, firstly, all these four sectors that I have told you, we are looking at if the international partners support us in funding or in kind. These are the things that we are requiring. We are requiring tents, medical camps we are putting up, and food stuff. But in kind, we would be pleased if somebody can provide us with the tents, because now with the onset of winters just next month in November, end of October, it starts getting cold in some of the areas. So we are looking at tents and blankets, if that could be provided.